Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Good morning. You bet. Good morning, Dalton. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. I know your time is valuable, and I'm sure you've got things to do this morning. So I'll get right to it. What I'll do is walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on the listing today. Fair enough, Dalton?
Fair enough.
All right, super. I appreciate it. So before I get going, do you have any questions so far aside from pricing?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So is doing a little catch-up here and looking to see what you had for online presence, but I wanted to check something else. So Mary was talking about the map section on Google, which is definitely something that you qualify for. But there is another program that's relatively new to Google. It's called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
Okay. Let me take a look here. So it's not available in all areas or for all service categories. So let me just see if it's available for Winchester. And part of the reason I mention it to you, I noticed that you're using Angie's or Home Advisor.
I was, but I mean, I'm still a member listing wise, but I don't do work
okay.
for them, like really anymore.
Gotcha. Was there a problem there that something wasn't working out?
Yeah, their leads are junk. Most of the time they're fakes or they just want your money.
Wow, I've heard that so many times. Probably good that you're not using the service then. So, and I think you'll like Google Guaranteed. So Google created this program. It's a pay-per-lead service, but they built it to trump the Angie's and Home Advisor service because, same as you, so many people were finding the same thing with those leads on Angie's and Home Advisor. So one of the major benefits of the Google Guaranteed leads is they're guaranteed they exclusively go to you. So they're never going to your competitors, and you're not chasing them down like you probably had to do quite often for the other leads that you were getting. These you don't have to chase down. They're actually calling you, getting a hold of you because they want to do work with you. And Google guarantees your service to the consumer, which further tells them, yes, Dalton with Reliable Heating and Cooling is the company you want to talk to. And then they just call you directly. So it is actually available for the Winchester area. And it looks like, let me see. So your lead fees would only be $29, and that's the same for every single lead. It doesn't bounce up and down like the Angie Home Advisor would.
It doesn't matter if it's an install or a service call?
Correct. So it doesn't matter if it's a big job that you're charging thousands and thousands of dollars for. Maybe you're doing all of the HVAC for a new home. The price is still the same, so that doesn't change. And then, again, of course, those leads go right to you. So there is a monthly minimum. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's run through here just to make sure you qualify. So there are a couple things need to qualify. First, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then...
I'm insured.
Okay.
I'd have licenses.
All right. Perfect. And that's fine. If licenses aren't required where you are, then Google's not going to require them either. And then any face-to-face employees would need to do a background check. Is that something that you're comfortable with?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, super. So then definitely it looks like you qualify, and being that it's available there, so the lead cost would be $29 each, and then their minimum monthly would be $505, and that should net you about 13 new leads each month. Now, the other nice thing about the program, if it's not a valid lead for any reason, you don't pay for it. So, for example, if it's out of your service area, you're not charged for it. If it's just a tire kicker, a looky-loo that you never set an appointment with, you don't pay for it. If it's a service you don't perform, if it's a competitor just trying to rack up your charges, you don't pay for any of those. So the only leads that you do pay for are the valid leads. So valid is described as someone you give an estimate to or someone you set an appointment with. Pretty much everything else is considered invalid. So you'll know that every single lead that you get is a good solid lead. And now, so the monthly minimum at $505, you can pause at any time. Let's say, so it's the 8th of September, you're going on vacation for the last 2 weeks of the month, and you want to pause your service. So, super easy, we pause it for you. And then, let's say you only used 2 leads in September. The remainder of that $505 rolls into the next month. So you won't owe double the next month. You'll owe $505 less whatever you used last month. Does that make sense? Okay, perfect. All right, well, Dalton, definitely this is something that you certainly qualify for, given all the qualifications. And I want to check one more thing here real quick. Okay, so next step, if this is something that you're interested in, there is a one-time non-refundable application fee and a setup fee. So the application fee is a one-time $250, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. And you don't start paying your monthly minimums until all of the verifications are done. And that process does take about 4 to 8 weeks on average. I've seen it take less time, just depending on how backed up Google is at the moment. But then you don't start that monthly minimum until that's all approved. So this sounds like something that would be a great replacement for you, being that those leads are going just to you, and Google is telling the consumer that you're the person to call. Sounds like this will help grow your business.
Yeah, I'm just not sure I'm ready to dump that much money a month.
Okay. So then let's do something else in the meantime. You're eligible for that, but if it's out of reach affordability-wise, we can go back and look at the MAP programming, which will also put you on the first page. So with the MAP programming, now a completely separate program, the MAP programming, what we'll actually do is we'll close off the Winchester area and for a 50-mile radius around you for the HVAC category. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius around Winchester, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors. So literally, if someone comes along tomorrow after we get you set up today and said, I do HVAC, and if they're in a 50-mile radius of you, we literally turn them away. It's very strict Google rules that we follow. And then what we do is we do all of the programming necessary, deliver all of that data to Google so that they can show you in the map section anytime someone searches for your services. So HVAC services, HVAC installs, replacements, repair, any services that you offer, we can use as keywords so that you're found for all of those services and you'll be right in the map right in the moment that they're searching. And then, Dalton, I didn't find a Google business profile for you. Is that something that you've sent in for and it's just not back yet, or something you haven't had time for yet?
I guess I didn't know I even needed to.
Oh, okay, no worries. You've probably seen a Google business profile. If if you Googled something really easy like Ace Hardware, my Google, my phone is going nuts because I'm saying Google. It's like Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. So if you Googled Ace Hardware, a box would come up with their logo and a click to call button, click for the website. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's the Google Business Profile. And it's actually one of the first things that people are going to see when they find you in the map section. So we'll get that going for you. There's no charge for us doing it, and Google doesn't charge for the listing. But it is kind of a pivotal item because everything else kind of ties to it. So your website will tie to it. Your Facebook, if you're using Facebook, is going to tie in there. Your Google reviews will be there also. Now, Mary had mentioned that you don't have a website. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Correct. All right. So I actually have a message into my tech department to see if we can build a website for you. If we can, it's a matter of having an opening over there or not. We don't build websites for the general public. We only build them for our partners. And when we do, we don't charge for that. So if I can get you in on the tech side, we'll be able to build a website for you too. And then, of course, that all ties together. And then our job is getting you on that first page in the map. And then people just click and call you directly. You're going to be the one-click call. And then, so we also get you out to all other destinations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So let me grab my pricing here and see what we've got for you for Indiana. Now, our pricing is on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job. I know, weird concept, but we believe in doing our job to continue working with you. So we don't feel a need to wrangle you into a contract in order to do that. And then it's based on a flat monthly rate. So clicks, leads, calls, all unlimited. We don't charge for them. So let me see here. So you've been in business right around a year. So that's going to let me use one of our promo codes for a new in business. Just to help you out there. Excuse me. So monthly for retail for Indiana is $399 a month. But with your new in business discount, we can get you down to $249. So a little bit more within reach than the Google guaranteed is right now. But then it's just that flat $249. Never any extras, no click fees or call fees. And it doesn't matter if you get 10 service calls or 110 service calls. Your price never changes. You can always count on it being the same. We don't even add taxes to it. And then there's a one-time setup fee. And your new in business really took a whack at that, too. It's normally $299, but your new in business gets you the setup fee for just $99. So, and then, of course, that goes away. It's just a one time. Now, being more affordable than the Google guaranteed is, this looks like something then that may be more affordable for you. Also gets you on first page. Definitely help you grow your business, right?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Now, is that, how long does the $249 ever go up to the full price?
No, I'm glad you asked. No, you're actually locked in with your discounts. So even 5 years from now, when you're rocking and rolling, you've got 10 trucks and 10 crews, your price is still locked in at the same. Doesn't matter what retail does. And my tech just answered me. Let me see what he's got. Oh, perfect. So they've got openings. So that's great news. So we can build a website for you. No charge for it. It's about a $500 value, just in programming time, but it'll be your own website. It'll be a .com or domain name. something that works for you that you like. And you'll have a say in what that domain name is. It'll depend on what's available. And we'll build it to be Google compliant and optimized. So literally everything that Google needs to display you on the first page and get those phones ringing is exactly what we're going to deliver to them for you. So this sounds like we should have been setting you up on this 6 months ago instead of today.
Uh-huh.
And so you are a great fit for the listing. You are, you know, reliable. Air and Heating is the type of company we like to partner with. So this definitely is something that works for us. It sounds like this is going to work for you too, Dalton.
I think I can handle that. At least see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get you set up. I want to first grab that listing and get it shut down. I don't want somebody else to grab it on us. Let me do that first. Okay. All right, good. I've got it. It's not going anywhere. All right, so let me get some info from you here. So it's Dalton, correct?
Yep.
And Dalton, what's your last name?
Brown, as in the color.
Well, that's easy. Thank you.
Yep.
And then I don't need the digits yet, but the credit card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear?
Let me see.
I always have to look at mine too. I think one of them does and the rest don't, and I can never remember which one it is.
Yes, it does.
And what is that middle initial, please?
J.
J. Thank you. And what's your email address?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's 1ST.
And is that the number one?
Yes.
As in first? Okay, I got you. 1ST.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then Reliable Air.
Okay.
HVAC.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Well, that's easy, too. So, 1ST for first, Reliable Air HVAC at Gmail.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And then I take it 765-730-1516 is your cell phone.
That's my direct line, yep.
Perfect. And now I know Indiana is kind of split. Are you Eastern or are you Central Time Zone?
I think
or what?
It was Eastern. It is currently 10:45 in the morning.
Let's see. Yes, you are Eastern. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then I'm going to send you two emails. You don't need to do anything with these two. I just want to make sure that they're going through. And then one is for your records. It's going to be the exact price and package that I quoted you so that you've got that.
Okay.
So the first one that's coming through is information on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll actually have an area you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed. You can upload photos for us if you need to. So that's information on that. And then let me get that price and package over to you, too. There we go. I've got to adjust that with your discount in there. Okay. And let's see. Dalton, are you using Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. How does Facebook work for you? Are you able to get much business there?
I've gained a couple people. I don't have very many followers there right now.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Yeah.
Is that a business page that you've got?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, let me look and see if I can find it. I assume it would be under Reliable Air and Heating, right?
Reliable Air, Heating, and Cooling, I believe, yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can find it. That's a group. That one's in Texas, so that is not you. Uh-huh, you do have one. Reliable air and heating, reliable air heating and cooling. There you are. I'm going to give you a like while I'm over here. Give you a little boost. Good job. Okay, super. And then, so those two emails are on their way. Could you check to see if they made it, please?
I got both of them from you.
Awesome. I love it when a plan works. Okay, and I'm doing, so part of my job is to be very thorough, all the I's dotted, T's crossed, punctuation in the right places. So at the same time as I'm talking with you and asking you questions, I'm checking some things off here and making sure I don't have any typos in my work. I want everything right before it goes over. All right. So our category is HVAC. And then I'm going to say heating, cooling, air. Okay, so what I want to do now is kind of break out your services so that we've got some good usable keywords. So let's say, so far I've got HVAC and then heating, cooling, air conditioning. I'm going to say HVAC service. And I'm going to say HVAC install, HVAC replacement. But then also I'm going to say, let's do furnace. You must do service as well on furnaces, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say furnace service, furnace repair, furnace install. And then I'm going to say air conditioning. Why does that have to be such a long word? Air conditioning repair. And then air conditioning service. Oops. And air conditioning install. Okay. What am I missing, Dalton? Seems like there's something else. Any others you can think of?
Not off the top of my head, though.
Okay. I think we've exhausted them. I think we got them all. So if you think of any others, just let us know. In fact, we can do... So I'm going to set up your onboarding call as well. And you can let your tech know if you think of any others in the meantime. But even, you know, down the road, if you add a service or want to take a service off, again, just let us know. We'll pull it out of your keywording or add it into your keywording, whichever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, so your onboarding call we need to set. This is a call with your technician, and we set aside an hour. The call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And a couple of things that they'll do. First is quality control. So they're going to do one more check of all of the information I'm getting from you today to make sure that it's 100%, no typos, no errors. And then they'll get you into your reporting dashboard. They'll talk with you about what you want or don't want on your website. Possible domain names, get photos from you. Quite a bit goes on during that call. More info gathering. So we like to do that as soon as your calendar allows. So let me look here. I've got a couple of openings later today. Otherwise, we can look at tomorrow. Would you be available this afternoon?
What time today?
Let's see, we've got, there's a 2 o'clock, 4 or 5, so 2, 4, or 5 today. Tomorrow, we've got every hour on the hour except lunchtime, starting at 10 o'clock and going through 6 o'clock your time.
You said you got 4 o'clock today?
Yes, we do.
Let's do the 4 o'clock.
All right, perfect. You got it. Let me grab that slot for you. And then I need to send you a couple of text messages here, too. I'll get this email off with your appointment first, though. All right. So I'm building your calendar appointment. This will actually hold your time with your chat. And then when that email's on its way, I'll let you know. Here we go. It's nice when everything cooperates and works the way you want it to.
Uh-huh.
There we go. All right, so that email is on the way. The subject line begins local / CIE. And when that one gets there, if you could hit the yes button when you open it, it'll have a yes, no, maybe option for the calendar. And then while that goes through, I'm going to send you two texts. And the first one is my direct contact information. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have a problem or you're not able to reach your tech, just let me know. If I can't fix it or help you myself, I will get you to who can. And then the next text is contact info for your tech, our customer service department. All right. Did that calendar appointment make it to you, Dalton?
Yeah, I hit yes.
Oh, awesome. Let me see if it updated over here. Give it a second to refresh. There we go. It didn't update over here yet. Is there, if you could check that email, it seems like there might be one more click. It's like the yes, and then there's one click after that, maybe.
Oh, there we go, maybe.
And, okay, I was going to say, or I could be wrong. That has happened before.
There was two clicks. I think it's right.
Ah, gotcha. All right, let me check it again. There we go. Ah, perfect. Thank you, Dalton. Works just fine. All right, and then I'm going to grab your Facebook link so that your tech has got that. And then you don't have to dig it up. By the way, the call with your tech, you don't need to be in front of a computer. It'll all be over the phone. So
okay. If
that helps you time-wise. Okay, and then company name, I've got Reliable Air Heating and the and is spelled out, Cooling LLC. Is that correct?
Yep.
Awesome. And then are you still at 578 Center Drive?
No.
Okay. It's, what's your address?
329
okay.
East South Street.
I love it when they do that. And that's in, is that in
Winchester
still? Perfect.
Yep.
And then you're also using yourself as your business number?
Yes.
Okay, super. All right, let me update that. And that's all looking good. Website, yes. And I'm going to tell the tech in my notes to ask you what you want for a domain name, if I can spell. And then I'm going to send you another text. This one is informational, and it's on the call tracking and how that works. So nothing you need to deal with now, but it'll be there and waiting when you're ready to look at it.
Okay.
Okay. And it we bombard your phone with so many different things. All right, and then there's another option. It's already included in the package, in, well, all of our packages. It's our Splash app. So it's in beta testing still. They rolled it out just a couple of months ago. But it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It loads onto your current cell phone, so you don't have to have a separate cell phone. The app itself has its own phone number, and it'll be a number that's local to you with your own area code. So what a lot of people are using it for is they'll send and receive their business calls through that app, so through the phone number, and then you don't have to give up your personal cell phone information. You can keep business and personal separate. You can also record calls. So let's say you're on a service call and your hands are full and a new client calls. You want to get all of their information in. So you go ahead and have the conversation. And then later you can go back and listen to it so you can catch all the details like address and what their needs are and all of those things. So a lot that app is super useful for, but it is optional. Is that something that you'd like?
I don't think at this time.
Okay, no problem. I always like to offer it. Everybody's got their own preference. Okay. And then, Dalton, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Email or text probably first would be great.
You got it. And then what are you, yeah, exactly. Okay, and then what are your hours of operation?
Pretty much 24/7. I mean, you mean like business?
For you, yeah, your business. No, this would be for your Google business profile, what you want listed as your hours. So if you do, you know, if you do like 24/7 service calls or emergency calls, I guess I would go with, well, we could list normal hours, and then we could say 24/7 emergencies.
Gotcha.
Is that something you want to, I mean, I'm not trying to make you do 24 hours. If that's not what you would normally do, just say no. I don't want to do that, Gail.
No, I mean, I take emergency calls, so.
Okay, all right. Well, then we might as well highlight that. So, what are your normal business hours?
Let's just do 8 to 5.
Okay. And do we want to say normal being Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Perfect. And then I'm going to say, and 24/7 emergencies. Perfect. All right. And then, Dalton, did you want any kind of payment integration on your website? So PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, any of those that you'd like put on there so you can...
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, one more time.
What?
I couldn't hear your answer.
I said it does not matter.
Okay. Okay, you know... Gotcha. Yeah. I'll say no for now, and if you decide later that you want to add one of those, again, let us know. We can put it up on the website. Speaking of website, too, we also can do the maintenance on your website, and there's no charge for that either. So at any point, if there's something you want changed, just let your tech know, and we'll get it changed for you. Okay. All right, and then... For your Google business profile, I assume that the address you gave me is your home address, and you'd probably prefer the public not see that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I will make a note. There we go. Yeah, we don't like to advertise your home information if we don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to... Do a couple more checks here, and then we'll get your subscription set up. Oops. And then we are getting close.
Okay.
There we go. all looking good. So I'll go ahead and set up your subscription. Egad. I've got my iHeart playing in the background. It just decided it was going to play Christmas music. It is way too soon for that. That's just a no-go. Okay, there we go. And Dalton, you know, I made a mistake. It's a biggie, but it's actually a goodie, kind of. So, let me make sure I get the right one. The package that I quoted you for the $249, you get $100 a month in Facebook ads. There's no additional charge for it. We'll create and run those Facebook ads for you. I completely looked past that and didn't even mention it until I just saw it. Something reminded me of it. So that's very cool. So the Facebook ads, like I said, already included, nothing you need to do. We'll write and run those ads for you. We'll do the monthly ad buy. Never costs you more than $100. I mean, unless you want to add more on, of course. But you're just going to get $100 a month in Facebook advertising. So that's going to help you rake in some new business too. That's awesome. An error in your favor.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then let me set that up. Okay. Perfect. Everything's updating the way it should. All right, on the card that you're using, Dalton, does the company name appear also or just your name?
Oh, yeah. Both.
It does. Okay, so Reliable Heating and Air and Cooling. Why do I keep mixing those around? Reliable Air Heating and Cooling LLC. And phone number is your cell, I would assume, attached to that account?
Yep.
And then 578 Center Drive. Oh, no, it didn't pull the address.
We changed that.
Yes, we did, and it didn't pull it over. Let me fix that. Good thing I mentioned it. Winchester, and it's 47394, right? On the zip?
Correct.
Perfect. And is this Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's MasterCard.
Okay. All right, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
5109910.
6270. I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure. I think I got it. 5109-9100-0009-6270.
Correct.
Awesome. And expiration, please.
11/23.
Okay. And what's that security code on the back, please?
It is 630.
Oops. Okay, let me update that. All right. Good, everything updated the way it should. Okay, and then there's another email on the way to you. This one says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And that one is actually going to be, take that back. You'll get two. There'll be two coming.
Okay.
Did they make it to you?
I just heard my phone go off. I haven't checked it yet.
All right. Let me know when you find that one.
I have an invoice.
Awesome. So about four sentences down, there's a click here to accept button. If you could click that, and it's actually, I'm going to read it basically to you, or the voice version. So we'll do the voice verification. But on that one, if you could click here, all the way at the bottom, it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears, so with middle initial and everything. I think it's even fussy about capital letters, too. Any luck?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I'll let you catch up and then we'll do the voice portion of it. I always hate typing on my phone. One of those things that just has to be done, but...
So I did that.
Okay, perfect. Did it take you to a login screen?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. I think that's... Yeah, there. Perfect. It did update. All right. So that login screen, when you do your onboarding call this afternoon, they'll get you the login credentials for that. So we'll do the voice verification, and then you're going to be all set, and I can let you back to your day. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Reliable Air Heating Cooling, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Dalton Brown, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Thank you. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
I do.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 8th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning next month, your true flat rate is $249 per month, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 8th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after 11/8. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then before I forget, so we don't ever come back asking for more money. So your invoices will never be more than $249. Well, in the process of listing you out on all of the directories, Yelp is a really good one for this. Some of them may contact you and say, in order to take advantage of whatever, you need to give them whatever their dollar amount is. I don't know. Some of them are $5 a month. Some are more. There's different options. But just know that it's not us calling and asking, and you do not have to sign up for additional services with any of those companies. So Yelp, MapQuest, Yahoo, whomever contacts you. We'll be doing all of those listings, and what we're doing on our end is sufficient, and it's all you need as far as Google First Page. So I just had it happen to someone last week that he thought we were calling him. He had gotten like 3 calls, and 2 of them he signed up for subscriptions. And I'm like, oh, man, no, you don't need to do that. It's not us. So now I'm telling everybody, I mean, obviously, if you want to do that, you're more than welcome. But I just want you to know it's not us asking. So no need to do that if you don't want to. All right. And Dalton, you are all set. Congratulations and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. And then just if you can't make that onboarding call this afternoon, just let us know. We can always reschedule it if you need to.
That should be good.
All right. Super. Well, you have a good rest of your day. And thank you for your time.
Yep.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.